call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the dad and the husband trying to reconcile his family for a variety of reasons, obviously foremost being obedience to Christ. And I also love my family, my kids, and most especially my wife. I did a video today, which actually was just sent out, and the email that it went with it, I would suggest, is rather significant. I hope you will consider reading the email at least, if not even watching the video, but reading the email, and I think you will see perhaps a depth of history that you won't get too many other places. Applying the lessons of history to today. Because I am concerned what's happening today. I keep referring to the passage in Ecclesiastes about, you know, what is being done has been done before. There's nothing new under the sun. And because of the fact that I have studied mostly World War II, and pre-World War II Germany, because my mom was there, but that wasn't unique. There are very similar things happening. The only change that happens between hundreds or thousands of years ago and now is an improvement of technology. So what happened countrywide in Germany is happening worldwide today. There is no difference. But just as during that time, there was a minority. Most of them were considered part of the confessing church, who would say, no, I trust in the Lord, not the state. And obedience to the Lord is a higher priority than obedience to the state. And the same thing happened post the resurrection with Christians and and Rome. And that's where many, many, many Christians were slaughtered by Rome because they would not bow the knee to Caesar. And the only difference between then and now is it's easier to do, and it's softer and easier to chew to be able to bow the knee and still say you're a follower of Christ. Well, I'm sorry, you can't. You simply can't. I request that my family at least read that email and remember, my home is your home. I will not cast you out. Dorothy Jane, my lady, the woman I love dearly, I really want to hold your hand again. I love you.